is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Let it bump, though.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Is the number to call. Is Pat Mahomes is the prohibitive favorite to win the MVP again, right?
Yeah, he's up there pretty high.
If you had to bet on somebody else.
Well, I would look for value. Actually, my value pick would be Carson Wentz.
Actually, Lamar Jackson was the MVP, but Pat Mahomes was the MVP.
No, but he's the,
but he's the prohibitive favorite this year.
Yeah. I would probably bet on Carson Wentz for value. I'd say Lamar is still.
Would you hold it against Lamar though?
MVPs, yeah. You think, huh?
And would you hold? But will voters hold it against him because of his playoff failures?
Not voters, no. Not if you're spectacular like he was. All that voting's done.
Yeah, I know voting is done, but in the back of your mind, you might be going, you know, I want to see him prove something.
It is a thing that he's got to deal with right now.
Yeah.
You don't
think it's wearing on him this offseason?
The rookie thing you understood.
You
that wasn't that big a deal. Yeah. Last year against the Titans, that stunk. And they basically said, okay, we're going to own the middle of the field. You play outside the hashes and we'll see what you do. And he was really – and watching people on Twitter trying to just put the cape on and tell you how good he actually played, it was like – did y'all not watch? Look at the completion. Everything turned into a baby dump. No, they were looking at running yards. Remember, he was scrambling, but what? It wasn't turning into points.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't turning into points. And the Titans.
Right. They bore Titans, down in the red zone.
And the Titans said they got it from the Buffalo Bills. So there's two teams now who have put on tape the best way to handle Lamar Jackson. That means every team that plays him now is going to try to do some of the same things. Now, it also means that Greg Roman and that squad are going to try to make their own changes, anticipating that's going to be the case. So if I'm Lamar Jackson and Greg Roman and you know, the Ravens, I'm working a lot of how can we succeed playing to the edges, playing to the perimeter, because people are going to try to force us there. And the better you play it earlier, the more you're going to kind of spread the defense. They can't be as compact in the middle of the field. And once that happens, then it opens up a lot of stuff. But they really want to shut down the running game between the tackles with the dive stuff. You know, trying to handle Lamar Jackson is just going to be tough when he pulls it. But you can always have somebody running straight towards him to hit him every time, which will influence the zone read stuff. But at the same time, once he's in the open field, it's really just a matter of does he want to get hit or not? Because it's going to be hard to get a good shot on him. And if he does a good job of sliding, he's going to beat your brains in with his legs. That's just going to keep happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any way it changes unless he gets hurt, unless somebody catches him clean.
It's funny. Barnwell's got five candidates at he calls Hall of Fame quarterbacks: Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Pat Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and Ben Roethlisberger. And then he's got quarterbacks on the rookie deals, which includes Deshaun, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Sam Darnold, Dwayne Haskins, Lamar Jackson. Well, but he's got established, effective starting quarterbacks, and he's got Russell Wilson in that group.
I would put him in the first group.
I would put him in the first group, too.
But it's a little
Russell Wilson is on his way to a Hall of Fame career.
He is, but
even
talking,
more so than Pat Mahomes is.
Well, but Pat Mahomes threw 50 touchdowns one year.
Yeah, but Pat Mahomes is only a couple of years into his career.
Pat's being treated like he's the greatest quarterback that's ever played.
Yeah. Well,
Russell doesn't get that love.
No, Russell doesn't get that love, which is, I think, he's putting him in the category with Teddy Bridgewater and Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins.
Oh, well, that's not
and
fair.
And Jared Goff and Cam Newton and Dak Prescott.
No, that's not fair.
No, that's not fair at all.
Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater is not an established NFL quarterback yet. He should be.
Don't think he established himself
last
year?
Not if Dak Prescott's in that list and Russell Wilson. Right. He doesn't belong in that list with those guys.
Jared Goff and Cam Newton, who was a former MVP, and Matt Ryan, MVP.
Exactly. That there should be another list. That's an
incomplete. He's got Tyrod Taylor in this list, too.
See, that's a disrespectful grouping for some of those guys.
Yeah.
The big three, which is Breeze, Brady, and Roethlisberger. And who else? Breeze, Brady, Roethlisberger. And
Mahomes.
I know Mahomes, but was there somebody else?
Brady, Breeze, Mahomes, Rodgers, Roethlisberger.
Rodgers, yeah. That's the big four. Mahomes is just in there because he's Johnny Hotshot. The other four have been mentioned for quite a while now as being the elite tier one guys. I'm of the opinion
Russell Wilson
deserves to be number five, too. Yeah. I am, too.
Yeah.
100%. He doesn't. And I think Matt Ryan deserves to be in a different class than that. Than the Derek Carr, Tyrod Taylor class. What?
Yeah.
That shouldn't be in there.
That's a bad. Bleh, that's garbage. And Deshaun deserves to be in a better. First contract quarterbacks. He doesn't deserve to be in the same category as Dwayne Haskins and Gardner Minshew and Joe Burrow.
No.
And even Daniel Jones. It'll be interesting to see. I think Drew Locke has a chance to make some noise.
I do, too.
With his weapons?
I do, too. They added Jerry Jeudy. They got two tight ends that can catch a ball. One that we know is going to be pretty good, Noah Fant. But he's got Jerry Jeudy now, along with, obviously, Cortland Sutton. You've got a couple different running backs that can catch a ball out of the backfield. Yeah, that's a really – we're going to find out about him because he didn't always have talent at Missouri. But – one of the guys that he did have is their second tight end, Ogunwag, Bakum, Bukum, whatever.
Whoa.
Albert O.
Disrespectful.
Albert O.
Oh, my gosh.
Albert O.
Why don't you just say ping pong whatever?
Because I would never say that.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Dell, how do you feel about that?
You think you're in the community because you try to get off that accent, but you're going to butcher a name like that? Nah. You out, fam. You out.
Dell, why don't you do his name like Dell's dad would say it?
Only if I could pronounce the name right now. I have to practice that.
Yeah, you're not in the community.
Look it up. Denver tight end.
Obawakum.
No. And while we're doing that, John, where would you bet on Lance whether he could pronounce the name or not?
Oh, I bet on it. MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag. With MyBookie.ag, it's easy. You bet, you win, they pay. My bookie has up to the minute odds on the teams, and with the start of Major League Baseball just around the corner, it's a great time to start playing, baby. Check out my bookie's World Series future bets. What? Nothing shows you believe in your squad like betting on your Astros now. Bet on them now. But why stop with baseball? You got NBA, NHL, NFL games. Their first week's odds or lines are already up, and you can bet on them. So start exploring the world of online sports betting. Join today. MyBookie will match your deposit 100%. Plus, they'll toss you a free $10 Major League Baseball future wager. Just enter promo code RADIO when you sign up. That's RADIO. MyBookie.ag. Promo code RADIO. You bet, you win, and they pay.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, I think this is a no-brainer here. Alex Caruso, the little white guard from Texas A&M, who is with the Lakers, he skipped his sister's wedding to stay with his team. Duh.
Yeah.
Of course, his sister thought she would have the wedding now because the basketball season would be over. So it's not really on her.
Yeah, it's not
but
on
I,
her.
But I feel like
him.
any of my nieces or relatives that have a wedding during the football season, like that's on you.
Didn't that happen?
Yeah.
And you went though, right?
Yeah. I had to. I mean, yeah. It was a good thing JT was on the road that week because I would have. Sorry, but we're not doing that. We're not doing all that. Is this our Mary? This is our Mary? Hi, Mary. Mary, how
Hello.
Are you? How's your mom? Say hi.
Good, how
Say
are
hi
you?
To your mom for me, will you?
I 100% will.
Thank you. Tell her John said hi.
She's on vacation right now.
Where is she?
Why do you care?
You don't have to answer.
Where is she?
Cedar Breaks. It's a national park.
Cedar Break National Park. That sounds extremely boring.
Where is that national park?
Nevada, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah. Do you know where mom is? Okay.
My wife and my dad are off having fun.
My wife wants to go to Big Bend, but it's closed right now because somebody there had COVID and they shut the whole thing down.
They shut down an entire national park?
Yeah.
Okay. Because someone had COVID. Okay. That makes sense.
Well, somebody who
People
works
are the
there.
Worst.
What are you doing, Mary? Playing softball?
No.
Because, no, John, there's no sports.
Oh.
There's no college sports going on right now.
Oh, damn.
What kind of question is that?
Yeah, that's not happening.
Well, she could be. I don't know if she is.
Tell us about hold on a second. Tell us about what you really have going on, because you were an intern with us, but you've had a lot of different opportunities you've been going after, and you've actually been able to capitalize on some.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely not what I called to talk about, but I worked for HBO Sports, so I interned for them for a semester. That was really cool. I had a lot of fun doing that. And then, you know, my senior season got cut short because of the coronavirus, and now I'm home and need a job. So,
that kind of stinks. Mary, you know what? Your senior year, and the last time that you would have been able to play ball, and I hate that for all you seniors, high school seniors that will never play again baseball again or whatever sport again from the spring, and you for your last college year, that stinks.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, but so what I called to talk about was, you know, the fact that the Houston Dash have been doing really well, and you guys haven't talked about it. So, you know, the semifinal match is today in the NWSL Challenge Cup, and the Dash are playing today against the Portland Thorns, which is really exciting, and I thought that you guys might want to, you know, talk about that.
I brought it up in this show meeting, and John squashed it.
I did not. I said...
Of course he did.
I didn't. I would never, ever, ever do that. So I think, you know, their win over the Utah Royals was impressive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And how did that win come about, John?
Well, what do you mean?
Scoring goals? What do you think?
No, but it was a particular way they won the game. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Since it was so impressive.
Yeah, with a goal. Hello.
Well, it was penalty kicks, but whatever.
Well, is that not a goal? Is that a goal or is it not a goal?
They don't really count them as goals as far as the official stats are concerned.
But it was.
It ran the
That's
overs.
Dumb, Del. Of course they won with a goal.
So congratulations. They won a soccer match with a goal.
Right. Thank you.
In-depth analysis by you.
Thank you.
Thank you, says John.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well.
Mary, you knew this was a possibility.
The Dash have scored more than any other team at this tournament so far, so that's pretty exciting. They're also the highest-seeded team left because the top three seeds have all been eliminated from the tournament, which is, like, crazy. It's been crazy upset so far in this tournament. And so now they're in the semifinals. Really exciting. They're playing the Portland Thorns. I believe that you can watch it on CBS All Access today at 11:30. It's a really big, I just wish that you guys would talk about this stuff. Like, the tournament has been, like, riddled with injuries, like, riddled with, you know, scoreless games that, like, now turn into penalty kicks that are, like, super exciting. Like, it's really fun to watch, and you guys don't talk about it.
I think saying it's riddled with scoreless games is not going to sell John at all on soccer, but... The penalty kicks would.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The scoreless games are like, and then they turn into penalty kicks, you know, which is like, whoa, it's really exciting.
They won 3-2 on penalty kicks.
Yeah. How did you find that out, John?
The score of
Because everybody knows that.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't seem like you knew it 2 minutes ago.
John Wayne
yes, it was an exciting game. Up and down, no score. And then 3-2 penalty kicks.
What you didn't see, Mary, was John rolling his eyes.
no, Mary, I am. What? So it's at 11:30 today.
You can watch a Houston
CBS
team.
All Access. What does that mean? CBS
it's just
All Access.
Their streaming service.
Oh, it's at streaming?
Yeah. The final will be on, I think, CBS Sports. But you get a chance to see a Houston team go for a title.
How about that? How about that?
Yeah. Houston Sports. Yay!
Yeah. So who's your favorite player?
Well, you know, it used to be Keelyo High, which,
That's the only one everybody knows.
She now plays for
Chicago.
Chicago.
Ooh.
Which stinks. I don't know. I mean, I really like Jane Campbell. I think that she's just a leadership force on the team.
Such a jerk.
You know, I don't know. She's the one who, she's the goalie who saved all those penalties.
Yeah, she was a star of the last match.
She was a star because it was no score
and didn't she save multiple penalty kicks as well to secure the victory?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, three of them.
What time is the match on?
Because they scored two.
11:30.
Unless the women's rules are
and that's
different.
Today?
Yes.
Yeah.
That may be a tough sell for me to tell my wife on her birthday, hey, listen, we're going to shut down birthday plans and we're watching the Dash. But that's, you know what? It's funny. So I had Mary, it's very interesting you call in because I had a meeting at NFL Network. And one of the things they did, they were talking about, inclusion and the way we cover about the growing number of female fans in the NFL and how we, as a league or as a group, the NFL media group, NFL.com, NFL Network, all that stuff, how we really should reshape and rethink how we position, talk to our female viewers, how we consider our female viewers and consumers in general, and that because that's such a big part of it. And then we really, in terms of how female sports are covered, how female athletes are covered, how female reporters are, dealt with. So that was like a big conversation. And then you call in today. Look at that.
Yeah. So we talk to them like, hi, Mary, how are you?
No,
is that how we should talk to them?
No, you shouldn't talk to them like that.
No, that's, you would not.
How's your mom?
No, that shouldn't be a initial question either.
If you had been part of our breakout session and you'd said any of this stuff in there.
You think that would be?
MJ Acosta would have been.
You know what Andrea Kramer would have said to you?
Wouldn't have been good.
So, are y'all paying money? You have to pay money to watch women's soccer? What?
You have access to that particular service. That's just CBS Sports in general thing.
It's behind the CBS Sports paywall?
Yeah.
Well, see, there's where you're not going to get many people if you got to go behind a paywall.
That seems like a problem.
Yeah, that does seem like a problem.
Okay, well, you know what? It's a Houston sports team that are in the semifinals, so if you would pay to watch the Astros or the Rockets or the Texans or even the Dynamo, it's the Dash. They're Houston sports. It's really exciting. You should watch.
Yes, I totally
would agree.
I agree, too.
If you were a fan of Houston sports.
You're a fan of Houston. Do you rep the H, John? Yes or no?
Yeah, do you, John? Or is that just something you say because you think it's cool?
Is that just something you pin on your Twitter account?
Yeah.
Do you put on for your city? Yes
are you
or no?
Mary's funny.
What do you mean
put
she's
on
funny?
For your city?
She's
yes funny. Or no?
Does she amuse you? Is she a clown?
Because let me tell you, Mary's not up here answering phones anymore. Maybe you didn't hear.
Yeah, she ain't your intern anymore.
Yeah. Maybe you didn't hear. She was working at HBO Sports.
Wait a minute, Mary. So if you're an Astro fan or a Texan fan,
a Houston fan.
Rocket
you're
fan?
A Houston fan, a fan of the city.
You should watch the Dash.
If you're a fan of Houston sports, you watch Houston sports.
Yes, my point was, if you are all in on Houston sports, you should be watching the Dash.
All right, I'm going to try, but I'm probably going to be on the golf course instead. But I'm going to try.
Then you're not trying. Stream? How are you trying if you're on the golf course?
You can stream.
In between holes, I'll be watching it as I'm going driving down.
I'm sure.
Drinking a Coors Light.
Sorry. Yeah, actually, yes.
Yeah, you could do that, actually,
you
if you wanted to.
I can watch it on my phone.
Yeah, you could, actually. You're saying that like it's not possible, but it's actually possible.
I'm a little worried about Jane Campbell today, okay? She might let up some goals.
Have you heard of her name before?
Yes.
I attended today.
She was the player of the match.
He's so full of crap. Mary, don't ever listen to John. Keep fighting the fight. Don't listen to John, though.
I would definitely not.
9:27.
Never. Look, I would never say John would be a mentor as you progress.
What about an ally? The word ally was out there a lot yesterday in my meetings. Would you say John's an ally to the movement?
Yes, I'm an ally to the movement. Team Jamel.
See, when you
I'm on Team Mary.
When you say Team Jamel, it makes it sound like you're not being very serious.
I'm on Team Dash now. Okay.
All right. You going to watch the game then?
I'm not going to be able to.
Wait a minute. You're on Team Dash, though.
I'll find out what Jane Campbell
did
afterwards.
Will you at least follow the Dash
Twitter?
They've got
highlights I can watch. I can watch the whole game on highlights.
Will you at least follow the Dash Twitter account? So you can even get updates. So you don't have to. You can play golf, check your phone. Do that at least. Be an ally that way, John.
I will. I'll ally. I'm going to ally now for Mary.
You know everyone can know if you follow them or not, right? You just can't lie about it.
I'm going to try, but I don't
it's
know.
It's not that hard.
I don't know if I'll have time to follow him before I get there.
Sorry, Mary. John's not going to.
I'm down with the cause, Mary. I'm with the cause. Go Dash.
Are you, though?
She makes a point, John.
Can you save that? Can you isolate Are you, though?
Yeah, we'll save it.
That needs to be
Mary,
part of the show.
Bye. We appreciate you.
Okay, talk about the Dash's game tomorrow.
Thanks for enlightening us.
I guarantee you
we will mention it. We will mention it at least.
Dash leading scores. Do they even have they scored a goal? Yeah.
Come on.
She just said they were the tournament's leading scorers. She just told you that.
What is wrong with you? You're so disrespectful.
He's the worst.
You put in Dash scores, it comes up to the Dash outcome measure. Houston Dash.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
Houston Dash scores. Okay. I'm going to find out. I love Jane Campbell. Okay. She's my favorite player, too, right now. Right now, Jane Campbell is my favorite player.
See, this is the fight. This is the fight that those ladies were talking about in that meeting you're with Lance. This is the fight they're discussing.
Yeah, this is it.
All you got to do is hit that follow button, and that would show you're showing some support.
Unfortunately, Claire Polkinghorne had to leave the team.
Is it really pronounced Polkinghorne?
Polkinghorne.
That is unfortunate,
yeah.
John.
Yeah. Kaya Simon is returning. That's great.
Why does she have to leave the team?
She had a personal reason.
Thank God. He didn't say pregnancy. Pregnancy was like a minus.
She had to return to Australia.
600.
I just set the example, John.
That's COVID.
You know what? Who I just followed? The Houston Dash.
You did?
Yeah, and I only follow like 70-something people, so they're now one.
Yeah,
John, just type in Houston Dash in your search.
I don't know how to do that. You know, it's 9:29. Yes, all you have to do is, I don't know how. I've got to go. We got to talk about testosterone.
You can follow the
not
mute,
estrogen,
John.
Testosterone.
You can follow and then mute. It's easy.
Hey, why don't you talk about testosterone?
Let
man?
Me tell you about testosterone. Men's T Clinic. What they do is they will go to you go to a Men's T Clinic. There's five locations: Pasadena, Pearland, The Heights, Cypress, Spring. You stop in, they test you, you get your results within minutes, and then from there, if you are low in testosterone, they can start working on the first thing they do is work with your insurance company to get as much, in some cases, all of it covered for you, because it's a huge quality of life and even health issue for you. But, you know, the great thing about Men's T Clinic is they are so good at fine-tuning and tailoring a system or a program that is going to help you get the best results. And getting the best results, living your best life, that's what they're talking about. They're making sure that your libido is good, that your energy level is good, that your lean muscle mass improves. And that can be helped out through testosterone treatments. Menstclinic.com. All the answers to your questions are going to be on the website. And when you're ready, stop in and get tested. Menstclinic.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Football rosters are going to look a little different this year in the NFL. There's been a proposal, and I think it's going to pass, where the NFL practice squads, they've already expanded from 10 to 12. It was 10. They were taking it to 12 this year, but now it looks like they're going to take it to 16. They want to take practice squads from 10 previously. It was going to be 12, but instead they'll go right to 16 because of the pandemic. But there's also been some changes here, and this affects free agency. Basically, acknowledging that some lower-level free agents and guys who might be added during the season, in an effort to prevent them having to have the Tuesday workouts where they travel into these different teams and do their tryouts, the practice squads are going to be allowed to keep, and this is the discussion, 16 players, but six of those players, as many as six of those players, could be NFL veterans. And it used to be, okay, practice squads, you had some, you know, the practice squad was more for development. But no matter how many seasons you've accrued, six of the players could end up being on your practice squad. And what this is obviously a very distinct nod to the fact that they don't want a bunch of travel for these guys. They don't want to bring in, you know, to negatively disrupt some of the COVID standards that they have by bringing different people in. So they're saying, hey, you know what? We'll make your practice squads even bigger, and we'll let you have veterans on it. So now, if you want to stash a veteran at a position that you think you're a little weak at, a cornerback, a running back, or whatever, we'll let you stash. Or even veterans who get cut, you can put them on your practice squad. Yes, teams can pluck players off your practice squad, but they have to keep them on the roster and pay them roster spots. It also allows – the league is also – looks like going to go to 80 players on the roster during camp, which will be a lower number. Does two things. Number one, it limits cost a little bit. And then the second thing it does is it, you know, I think if you're an undrafted free agent, not only were you up against it last year without having pro days or without being able to go to a combine because you weren't invited to the combine. Now you're really up against it because the NFL is going to limit the amount of players who can even be in a camp. So those players who didn't have a pro day, a lot of them, those undrafted free agents, it is really going to be hard for them. I mean, really, really hard for them.
No, with 80 guys now. Yeah. I mean, at 100 guys, it was hard for those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now with 80, you've got to select. You're not taking a guy that you would have maybe – I mean, I was talking to Alonzo about this yesterday. He's like, man, I got a lot of guys that I'm going. He went to Miami to look at some guys, and he's like, I got guys that I could put on the Seattle roster, you know, for camp anyway, and they might, you know, have a shot. He said, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be so selective, and you got to be sure that this guy has real chance to make the team, because you're only going to go from 80 to 53.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then, you know, 16 guys. So it's going to go basically go from 80 to 70 in right. that neighborhood.
Right.
So you're only – man, you're going to feel bad if you get cut. Dude, I'm only one of 10 guys that gets cut. Wow.
They got for sure cut, yeah.
Yeah, for sure cut. Because not coming back.
You could go to the practice squad.
You get cut
squad.
And go – yeah,
but,
bring
but
back.
Now if you're a vet, you're probably going to – like the Texans are probably going to hold on to some vets. And here's the thing that's going to suck for those vets. They're going to make practice squad money. That is way, way different than even league minimum money.
Yeah.
So now you also get a choice. So you also get a choice of if you want to sign. If other teams want you on their practice squad and you're a veteran, you don't have to go to the Texans practice squad. You don't have to go to the team's practice squad that cut you. That's a decision that you make.
No.
No,
once you get cut, that's going to be a lot of work for GMs is who's cut on what team. Because they want to bring them back to practice squads. And listen, there will be guys poached from other practice squads onto your team.
You want to know what makes it tough? So the pro personnel side, one of the things they do is they break out. Like one personnel guy will have, okay, you've got these eight teams. And a GM may have eight teams. A pro personnel director may have eight teams. Maybe a you know, somebody else on the pro side. Because there's different, like Alonzo's on the pro side. The pro scouts may have eight teams. So you have four guys with eight different teams, and you watch every preseason game.
Yeah.
You read every article that the Houston Chronicle or whatever, because you want to find out from John McClain or Aaron Wilson who kind of flashed in practice. You're checking all that stuff. Now you don't have games to watch. They can't watch games about guys that they want to poach who get cut. There
you
got to
go by his college. Or you got to go by previous NFL experience,
yep,
or whatever, and you don't know how well he's playing. You don't know how. I mean, it's gonna be tougher, a lot tougher for these GMs, no question about it. And you know, hey, let's stash a guy over here. Don't you know? We want to keep him like a corner, like you said, a cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, does a John Reed make this team? A low draft pick, that you, if they don't,
worst case scenario, practice squad.
Worst case scenario, practice squad. But now everybody's eligible to grab him. Of course, you don't know how well he played in Texans practice either, though, because you don't have the preseason.
That's what I'm saying. No one has. You're gonna have to go after your draft analysis.
Yes.
If you guys, if your team thought highly of him,
if you liked him, though, yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to really – so this is almost like a second draft for some teams. For some players, they're going to really rely on their college side, their college scouting director, their area scouts. And they need to say, hey, this guy just got cut. Let's put some tape on. Let's watch it together again. We did it previously. Maybe you go to the area scout and say, why did you like this guy? And remember, you went to bat for him. We didn't draft him, obviously. Why did you like him so much? What was it that you liked about him? I'm not saying that's going to happen a lot, but you will have some instances where that's happening, where you may have some scouts really go to bat a second time and bang the table. Maybe there's an injury at a position that used to be a strength and now it's considered a weakness. And you say, hey, a college scouting director may say, hey, I want to reintroduce this player because we didn't look at him. You know, we had a fifth round grade on him, but we didn't look at him in the draft because, you know, we didn't need corner, but now we need corner. I want to talk about him in case this guy gets cut from this team. It's going to be a lot different. Everything about 2020 in sports is going to be way different.
Yeah.
Everything about it.
Yep. You may lose some players or gain some players that you wouldn't normally have on your team if you're sharp, if your personnel department is sharp.
Sure.
Yep. That'll be interesting to see. 940 ESPN 97.5. Chris Kennedy is going to join us at the top of the hour to talk about our bid for the World Cup. They made the presentation the other day. I think it was on Monday that they made the presentation, and so we'll talk to him about that and where we are, how it was received, what they did, all of those things, and the plans going forward, and what kind of plans they did present. Exactly what. What are we offering up as a city for the World Cup? That's 2026, right?
Mm-hmm.
2026 World Cup. That's going to be in America, and hopefully we will be one of the – man, it would be totally sweet if we're one of the cities for the World Cup, because I'm a big soccer guy. I'm a big Dash guy.
Well, yeah, we
are
knew
you
that.
Though?
That's perfect.
I'm a big Dash guy.
Are you, though?
Whatever Lance says, I'm a numbers guy.
Are you, though?
I'm a Dash guy.
I am a big Dash guy because I'm...
No, I mean, that's what people are saying.
I'm really interested to see what happens with Linda Matahalo and Thembi Gatlana.
What? What was that?
Thembi Gatlana.
Okay. We all are.
What position does she play?
She's a forward, obviously. She scores a lot of goals. She plays for. She's a South African.
When in doubt, just say
she's on the national team.
South African.
She's on the South African national team, and she's one of our Dash. Yeah.
And you're excited about today's match.
Yeah. I'm very excited. I hope Mortahalo scores.
Are you though?
What did I say to her that I'm on board or
yeah you're on team whatever
I'm on board with
yeah I'm an ally
whatever team
I forgot what you said
I'm a
yeah you're
I'm on
ally.
Board with the Dash
yeah that was the word
are
on
you
the streets
though? We got a new sounder for Mary. We'll never forget Mary. She'll always be with the show. 942 ESPN 97.5. Craig DeSerf's been with the show for a while.
Craig DeSerf has been, and I'm very happy to have Craig DeSerf and the good people over there, Rick Drenner, the entire crew at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. I just got a call a while ago about a vehicle that I have in the shop, and it's you know, you can get your schedule maintenance done over there. That's not a problem. They're in Angleton. I know a lot of people will look at Angleton. Oh, that's too far. That's a 45-minute drive for me. Did you know that the savings can be in the thousands? But really more important than that, you really can't put a price tag on an honest car buying experience. That's something that they pride themselves on. And so when you stop in, yes, everybody gets employee pricing right now. And employee pricing is a real thing. They are real discounts that you only see when you have that going on. They do it a couple times a year. But instead of just the employee pricing, just keep in mind that they treat everyone like like they would treat their own employees or their own family members. From the time you step in, it's a zero hassle buying experience. They're always looking to go that extra mile with customer service. The trade-in value is very aggressive for you. Just check them out for yourself. Look, if you're looking for a pickup truck, you're looking for an SUV, now's the perfect time. Gas prices are still very low, and the employee pricing is great. Go to LanceZCars.com and get a quote right now. Start the negotiating process through chat. Go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow, that's quick. Russ is out of quarantine and ready for practice. Going to practice today?
Yeah, I would imagine. I believe they're practicing today. He likely won't play in their scrimmage, but yeah, he's available and will practice today.
Huh, that is awesome. So, all right, Rockets back at full strength. The lineup of Russ, James, Covington, Gordon, and PJ. Mm-hmm. Good enough? Good enough to get to the Western Conference Finals.
Yes. With, if they play at a very high level. Okay, independent of how other people play, because that's really the question. Are they good enough if they play their best to beat another really good team and they don't need that other team to play kind of poorly? I think the answer is yes. I think when you deal with two explosive players like James, and sometimes we take James and Russell Westbrook for granted, what they can do in any given, there's not a lot of players in the league that can take over a game and be a force of nature offensively. And the Rockets have two of those guys. I mean, obviously PJ, to me, PJ's more of a, he's just a bit player, role player. Eric Gordon is the guy that's important because that gives you your third potential shooter from distance, your third potential off-the-bounce creator. Eric Gordon has always been a very important part of the Houston Rockets' success. How he plays a lot of times is to me, one of those market indicators for how the Rockets could do. And I think it's very, very important that Eric Gordon play with great confidence and shoot the ball really effectively. If Eric Gordon is average to below average, I don't think it's good enough. I don't think the Rockets have enough.
Well, he's just got to stand out there and knock down shots when Russ sets him up or James sets him up.
Sure,
that's it. Because they're gonna grab a bunch of attention. If Russ continues to play the way that he was when the COVID hit, then the Rockets are going to be a much better team. If Russ decides, well, I'm gonna just start knocking down some jump shots again, that's gonna be horrible. Austin Rivers is the sixth man, correct? Seventh is Jeff Green.
Yeah.
Eighth?
No.
I mean, seventh? you got to have some size. I mean, when's PJ going to sit down? I mean,
yeah,
you got to have some size.
Big and experience. Yeah, you're probably right.
Daniel House next.
I mean, I guess if they're not down on Daniel House, the playoff.
Ben McLemore next.
Where does Robert Covington fit in?
He's a starter. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, in terms of how we're going to shape your, what do you expect? Eight man? They talked about it's going to be a more expanded role. Right?
Right.
It's not going to be seven.
Do you believe him?
So where does Robert Covington fit into the Rockets as a playoff? Like, what kind of minutes do you see? How important is he going to be?
Well, he was playing 32 minutes.
Well, I know, but I just wonder right now where they are, if that's still going to be the case.
He has to.
He almost has to because
he's your perimeter defense. That's it. He's basically your perimeter defense. Now,
this is such an unusual looking lineup.
No kidding. I mean, listen,
just nothing but small forwards and shooting guards.
I guess, are they? Would it be more surprising if the Rockets lose in the first round of the playoffs or if they get to the Western Conference Finals? Which is more surprising?
I actually think losing the first. Oh, more surprising? Western Conference Finals.
Western Conference Finals.
Yeah,
more surprising.
You have to beat one of the big boys in the second round, presumably.
Yeah. It would be less surprising if they lost in the first round. And this is the fourth favorite team in the league.
So, Harden.
This is the fourth favorite team in the league.
Some places fifth.
Yeah, okay. Fourth or fifth, whatever.
But let's face it, all they're doing is.
And it would be less
off,
surprising if they lost in the first round.
But there's the big three, and then there's who else? It's either Celtics or Rockets, and I think they're looking at that because Rockets have the explosive offensive talent in the top two players like we talked about. And then the Celtics are a couple years removed. Celtics are very talented too. They just couldn't get it all together, but they are just a year removed from being a very dangerous, not a year removed, 2 years removed from being a very dangerous team. I get it. To me, those are the two teams that you look at the construct of the rosters. Anytime you have a great player, you got a chance. And James is a great player, so you got a chance. You add another one, Russell Westbrook. It's just that when we're talking about beating guys like Kawhi and like Paul George and LeBron and Anthony Davis, when you're beating these kind of players with this kind of league experience and in some cases just finals experience, I mean, you have to play it at really high levels because they elevate their games. LeBron is going to elevate his game. We know he's going to Kawhi is going to elevate his game. Paul George is probably going to elevate his game. So if that's the case, it's not good enough for James to play James's basketball, which can be a little up and down, but you know he's going to produce and he's going to have a lot of a high output. Well, Crazy Russ is Crazy Russ. You don't know which Russell Westbrook is going to show up. Late in the season, a good one did. But there's also times where Russell Westbrook just does some ill-advised stuff, from turnovers to bad shots to bad times. I just don't think you can win against the type of teams you're going to see with their focus and their championship pedigree. The team isn't, but, you know, Kawhi is the Clippers now, and LeBron is the Lakers now. It is so hard to beat championship caliber pedigree with erratic play. It's just hard. And it's also hard to do it if you're a team that looks to get 50 threes up in a game. Then you got to be able to knock them down. And that's the big X factor, is can the Rockets knock them down? Because with the small lineup, you're going to get beat up on the boards. You just, when the games in the, I will guarantee you, no matter what anyone tries to tell me, when these games in the postseason hit, it's going to slow down, it's going to go more half court, and it's going to be more pronounced if you're not a good rebounding team. Your technique has to be good.
Which they're not. They're outsized.
Your fundamentals from a rebounding standpoint, James got to put a body on people. Russ has got to put a body on people. They've got to play fundamental basketball.
Put a body on Anthony Davis and see how that works out.
You have.
What are they going to do?
It's going to work out.
He's still going to grab the rebound.
I
don't know if you heard. He's taller.
If you put a body on him, it works out great. You keep him. You force him over the top of you. That's the whole key.
Yeah.
That's why smaller guys can rebound.
He goes over the top and grabs it. Okay, who you got?
Penalty.
Who you got?
Foul
Anthony
over
Davis.
The top.
Oh, really? In the NBA?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, if you block out effectively.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to
take. Blocking out is a real skill.
I'm going to take the Lakers in the rebounding edge.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if you fundamentally do your job from a blocking out standpoint, you really do limit rebounds.
Mm.
Good. I mean, PJ, that's what PJ Tucker does so exceptionally well. That's why PJ Tucker's still in the league. Because P.J. Tucker blocks out. And if you block out like Dennis Rodman did, you get more rebounds.
We're talking about P.J. Tucker versus James and Russ and everybody else.
But that's what I said. They need to play more fundamentally sound basketball. That's also why I said it's more likely to go out in the first than get to the Western Conference Finals. Because they don't always handle the fundamentals.
Yeah. Look at this. This Dash-inspired shirt. It's orange for the Dash. It says CFM on it. It's got Charlie Morton pitching, but
that's not Dash. What is that?
It's Dash. Yeah. It's orange for the Dash. Dash inspired.
That's not inspired.
Dash inspired.
It's not Dash.
Yeah. Same
it's
with mine.
Charlie.
Look at it. This is what I said.
This is Astros. It's Charlie Morton inspired.
This is. I told Steve Landis. Steve said, "Are you going to wear a Dash shirt?" I said, "Yes, I am wearing. I'm going to wear orange." And I'm wearing orange right now.
Dude, you worried that somebody's going to hit you when you're wearing that? That somebody's going to throw a baseball and hit you for wearing,
I'm wearing my Astros World Champions. 2017 World Champions.
You worried about getting hit by a pitch?
No. You know what? Maybe by a golf ball, by a pitch.
Why would he be worried about getting hit by a pitch? It's a Dash-inspired shirt.
Yeah, right? It's a Dash-inspired. This is all about the Dash today.
It really doesn't matter.
Yes, it is. Okay. In the semifinals, just beat Utah in penalty kicks. 3-2.
We call them PKs.
You're all in, right?
I'm all in. I'm all
in. Are you, though?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm all in, Mary. Yes. That's today's Dash Day.
Are you, though?
It is the perfect amount of everything.
There's a disappointment. There's an uncertainty.
And a resignation to her fate.
Yes. Yes.
Are you, though?
Are you, though?
Oh, John will be okay on the golf course. Okay. Yeah. Joel, Charlie, and Nick are going to provide play-by-play.
Are they, though?
Are you, though, Charlie? I don't know. They might watch it. They might. Chris Kennedy joins us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Do you want to be a champion? All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560. Save money every single month. It's 9,000 degrees outside, and you're using your air conditioner all the time, and you want it to be a lower price every single month. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560. Save money. They're the best. They win the J.D. Power and Associates Best in Service every single year. They're the best. If you're looking for the best and you're looking for the best service, champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.